The Mishnah on Daf Tesim Beis and Masechta Shabbos teaches us, "Vayeshev Adam Lefnei Asapa Samach LeMincha." A person may not go to the barber before Mincha Achi Yispalel until he first davens. Leikonis Adam LeMerchatz Floy Leburski. Nor may the person go to the bathhouse or work in his tannery. V'loy lecha v'loy loden. Nor may he eat. Nor may he go to have a din Torah, all before he davened mincha. And as we discuss this very important halacha, or what may or may not be done before we daven mincha, we need to understand why did Chazal establish this halacha. And as we come towards the end of our shir, we will need to understand why we, Bezman Hazeh, nowadays, are not so careful with these various halachas of beginning and doing things as mincha time approaches. In order to understand this entire concept of what may and may not be done before mincha, we need to first understand why Chazal established such a halacha. And if we look in the Rishonim and the Achronim and in the Paiskim, we find that there are essentially two approaches to understanding this halacha, and these two approaches affect the halacha in very significant ways. One way of understanding the halacha is that we're concerned, the Chazal were concerned, that if people will begin doing these various activities as mincha time approaches, they may come to forget or not daven mincha. And therefore Chazal said, don't do these various things before mincha. That's one way of understanding, perhaps the simpler way of understanding. The other way of understanding this halacha is that once the time for mincha comes, Chazal said, now it's mincha time, and you're obligated to daven mincha and not do anything else before you've daven mincha. So it isn't specifically because Chazal were concerned that we may forget to daven mincha. Rather, Chazal were concerned that now we have our first obligation is to daven before we do anything else. And there are rayas, there are proof to both ways of understanding this Gzeiras Chazal. Many Mefarshim, starting with actually Rashi, try to understand how does this Mishnah that we just quoted come here into Masechta Shabbos. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. We're not learning Hilchos Mincha. We learned Masechta Brachos already. And Rashi says, because we're going to learn very soon on Daf Yud Aleph, the Mincha, the Halacha of La Yetzei Chayit B'Ma'achtoi Samach Hasheicha, Chazal said that Friday afternoon, the tailor may not go out with his needle. So therefore, Chazal established similarly that one may not, similar halacha is regarding davening mincha. But that doesn't really answer the question completely, point out the Mefarshim. Because if the main point of our perek is to teach us the halacha of lo yetzet chayit b'machtoi, and only because of the similarity to that halacha, do we also learn the halacha of lo yeshev adam fnei asaper samach lemincha? So shouldn't the Tana first have taught us the halacha of lo yetzei chayit b'machtoi, and then only teach us the halacha of mincha? So there are a number of terutzim said. I want to focus on a terutz that I saw in the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that there's a chiddush here. Because we would think that during the year, every day of the week, of course one shouldn't go to the barber once mincha time comes. Because we're concerned that he'll get involved in his haircut. And he won't. And he won't daven mincha. But says the Sfas Emes, that concern doesn't exist Friday afternoon. Because even if one is taking a haircut on Friday afternoon, and in fact, as some Mefarshim, including the Chasam Sofer, explained that that's why this Mishnah is mentioned here in Masechta Shabbos, because the halacha is that the time for a haircut is on Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos. But we don't have to worry that a person is going to continue taking a haircut. He knows it's Shabbos. Nobody's going to take a haircut on Shabbos. Still, the halacha remains that even on Friday afternoon, there's a halacha, says the Sfas Emes, our Mishnah is teaching us, of Lo Yeshiv Odom Lefnei Asap L'Samach L'Mincha. So let's understand what the Sfas Emes is saying. If the concern is because of Osilam Shuchei, so we don't have to worry about Osilam Shuchei when it comes on Friday afternoon. Nobody's going to continue taking your haircut when it's Shabbos. From here we see, perhaps, that what our Mishnah is teaching us is that the issue of not doing these various activities is not specifically because of Osilam Shuchei. But even when there is no concern for Osilam Shuchei, like on Friday afternoon, and that's why this Mishnah is indeed taught here in Masechta Shabbos, once Mincha time comes, these activities are prohibited. Another question that the Achronim debate. The Achronim debate, when we say Samach L'Mincha, and the Rishonim will say that Samach L'Mincha means a half an hour. The question is, what does it mean a half an hour? And we find that the Achronim discuss this. The Prima Gadim says a half an hour means 30 minutes. Whether it's the winter or the summer, Shah's Manius don't play a factor here. Others say that Shah's Manius, it is dependent on the winter or in the summer. And in the winter, we know that Shah's Manius would make a half an hour less than 30 minutes. In the summer, it would be more than 30 minutes. So now let's understand. If the concern is Osilam Shuchei, that we're going to get caught up, so we could understand that there's a standard 30 minutes. Once 30 minutes before the Zman Mincha come, Chazal said, we don't want you to start doing other activities, because if you're going to start doing other activities, we're concerned that you may get caught up with davening and not daven Mincha properly. And as the Torah explains, specifically because Mincha is davening in the middle of the day, and that's the time where everybody's so involved with all the other activities we do all day long, Chazal had to go out of their way to make sure that we protect our Tfilas Mincha and not lose it. And they established a standard 30 minutes. That's when they're concerned for Osilam Shuchei. But if the concern is Osilam Shuchei, and there's a concern that we're going to get caught up, so why would there be a difference between the winter and the summer? And in the winter, we need less. There's less time for Osilam Shuchei, and in the summer, there's more time for Osilam Shuchei. It must be that those Achroinim that do say that the 30 minutes are dependent on Shah's Zmanius are going to be of the opinion that as not specifically because Osilam Shuchei, but the pshat is because once Mincha time comes, we're not allowed to do anything else. It's a din in Mincha. It's not a din in Osilam Shuchei. And there we could differentiate based on Shah's Zmanius. The Mishnah continues to discuss that in a Mischilu, if they began, and as the Rishonim all explain, even if they began doing something that they weren't allowed to do, they began be Isser, they already began in a time that they weren't supposed to, Emaf Sikim, they don't stop. But the Mishnah continued and said that for Krishma it's different. And there's a big machloikis Rishonim. What is that? When the Mishnah says that for Krishma mafsikin, what does that mean? The Rambam in Hilchas Krishma, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei, says, Hoya osi b'talmud Torah v'igiyah zman Krishma, if he was learning and the zman Krishma came, poisik v'kayra. He has to stop in order to recite Krishma. But then the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav of Hilchas Krishma says, Hay Oisik Ba'achila, Ashahay B'merchatz, Ashayis b'tespiris, Ashay mahapich b'iris, Ashay yisukim b'din. Not learning, goymer v'achkach kairi krishma. So the Rambam is differentiating, and the Rambam is saying that even our Mishnah that treats krishma more strictly than it does treat tefillah, it's only regarding learning. But regarding all other activities, says the Rambam, by krishma our Mishnah will hold, you don't have to stop, even if you haven't yet said krishma. The Ravid, the Ran, disagree. And they say that krishma, no matter what activity you're doing, you have to stop. So the way to understand the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid is that the opinion of the Ravid is very understandable. The Ravid's opinion is that tefillah is midar rabbanon, and therefore, even though you should not have begun doing these various activities before this man tefillah, if you did, we don't make you be mafsik. But krishma, which the chiyuv to recite krishma is a chiyuv d'oraisa, there the Ravid says every activity should be interrupted in order to recite krishma. But let's understand the opinion of the Rambam. Yes, we can understand that the Rambam's opinion is, we discussed this Rambam when we learned Masech the Brachas, that the Rambam can't specifically agree with the Ravid, because the Rambam's opinion is that tefillah is also a chiyuv d'oraisa. But we need to understand, why does the Rambam differentiate between Talmud Torah and all other activities? If the Rambam is holding that if the halacha is that for other activities we don't have to stop, so then we shouldn't have to stop learning either. In fact, you can make an argument, isn't learning more important than all other activities? And for all other activities, we're not requiring hefsik. Certainly, we shouldn't require hefsik from Talmud Torah. So the Kesa Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah both explain, because stopping to learn in order to recite krishma is not really considered a hefsik. Why is it not really considered a hefsik? Because it's all Talmud Torah. So what's the difference between Talmud Torah of krishma and Talmud Torah of whatever I'm learning? And therefore, the halacha is that for Talmud Torah we have to be mafsik. The Lecha Mishnah also goes on to explain. The Lecha Mishnah also goes on to explain that Talmud Torah, it's very common for a person to get very much caught up in his learning, and therefore the Rambam was more concerned by Talmud Torah for a hefsik than he is in any other area of halacha. It's interesting to note, Rabbi Kiva Eger makes this observation. We look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, Simen Hey, Simen Ayin, Sif Hey, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Hayoisik Bachila, Hayoshai B'mechetz, Hayoshaiisik B'tairis, Tespairis, Hayoshai Mahapach B'iris, Hayoshai Sukim B'adim, the example that we just gave, announced this man Krishma, L'Ramam Goymer V'achat Kai Krishma. The Rambam's opinion is that first we should finish whatever we're doing and then recite krishma. V'mhoya. But the Rambam agrees, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'mhoya m'siyarei shema yav zman kriya. He's concerned that he may forget to learn krishma. Paisik v'kairi. U'paisik v'kairi reza m'shubach. U'l'arayvit mafsik v'kairi. The Ravid's opinion is that he has to be mafsik v'kairi after she shas likros. So one observation we can make is that the Shulchan Aruch is avoiding this question. And the Shulchan Aruch is not getting involved in quote what we should do. He quotes both the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid. But ask the Magen Avraham, if we look in Hilchos Lulav, Simen Tov Reish Nun Beis, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody started eating before he took the lulav, the halacha is he has to be mafsik. So the question is obvious, asked the Magen Avraham. Why, by Krishma, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa, is the Shulchan Aruch not clear and quotes both the opinion of the Rambam and the Raizid? And according to Rambam, the chiyuv of Krishma is certainly a chiyuv d'oraisa, but the Shulchan Aruch isn't ready to tell us that you should stop eating, even if you began eating improperly. Whereas by Hilchas Lulav, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if you began eating before you took the Dal Aminim, stop. So Rekiva Eger here says that the Shulchan Aruch indeed is in Siman Tov Resh Nun Beis is only following the opinion of the Raavad. But according to the Rambam, the halacha will be that by lulav as well, even if you began eating before you took the lulav, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion will be, the Shulchan Aruch will again say that we have here Machlokes Rambam and Raavad. So we see here a very fundamental Machlokes. If I began an activity besides learning, do I stop for Krishma or not? Rambam says not, the Raavad says yes. What is the Machlokes Rambam and Raavad? Perhaps we could say that the Machlokes of the Rambam and Raavad is the exact issue that we've been discussing in our Shia today. Why did Chazal say not to do something before we daven Mincha? The Rambam's opinion is because it's the Zman Mincha. The Rambam's opinion is because it's the Zman Krishma. And Chazal taught us that once the Zman Mincha comes, once the Zman Krishma comes, don't do something else, just do, say, daven Mincha, say Krishma. But if you violated that, there Chazal said that you violated it, you did the wrong thing, you don't have to be mafsik, except for learning, where the Rambam agrees. The Raavad, on the other hand, is of the opinion that it's not dependent on the Zman. It's not dependent because now Zman Mincha, or now the Raavad's opinion is that it depends on the Zman. And therefore, the Raavad could differentiate between Mincha and Krishma. Krishma, which is a Daraisa, so we're much more concerned for Asilim Shuchei, and you may miss Krishma. Whereas by Mincha, where there is much less of a concern of Asilim Shuchei, because the risk of being a violating, you're only violating a Darabonon, you're not violating a Daraisa. And we'll say that the Raavad follows the opinion of the Ramban, who holds that the Chiyuv Tefillah is only a Chiyuv Rabbanan. So therefore, if it's only Osilim Shuchei, we could be lenient by Mincha, but we won't be lenient by Krishma. Not only that you have to stop learning, but you have to stop whatever you do when it comes Mincha time. When it comes to Krishma, but not by Mincha. So actually, the Rambam's opinion is that it's tali in a Zman, and the Raavad's opinion is that it depends on Osilim Shuchei. Actually, some Mefarshim want to suggest that in our Gemara, there's a discussion in our Gemara, which Mincha are we discussing? If the Gemara asks, if it's before Mincha Gedoyla, so there's much time left to daven Mincha. And if it's before Mincha Ketana, well, how could we be lenient when there's so little time indeed left to davening Mincha? And the Gemara gives two terutzim. One, the first terutz is that the Mishnah is talking about Mincha Gedoyla. And our Mishnah is only referring to things that take, to activities that take a very long time. The example the Gemara gave was to Spiros Ben Alosha, the haircut the Ben Alosha used to give, which is a very time-consuming haircut. Everything else is mutter. The Rav Ach Bar Yaakov, which is the second teretz of the Gemara, Rav Ach Bar Yaakov's teretz is that it's actually referring to Mincha Ketana. But even by Mincha Ketana, even activities that don't necessarily, Amish is referring to all activities. And the Mishnah is speaking about Mincha Gedoyla, because even these activities, which typically don't take a long time, we have to be concerned, and the Gemara gave different examples, that it may take even longer. Maybe something will happen that will delay you. Perhaps the machloikis of Rav Ach Bar Yaakov and the first teretz is exactly what we're learning. The first teretz, Rav Ach Bar Yaakov is concerned for Osilim Shuchei. And therefore he says, we're always concerned that something may come up to delay you from davening Mincha. The first teretz is not concerned with Osilim Shuchei. And therefore the first teretz says that normal activities, we could do Mincha Gedoyla time. We're not worried. The concern is only that Mincha should be davened. Once the Zman Mincha comes, we're now allowed to do something else, because now is the Zman Mincha. So as I said, here in Siman Ayin, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't teach us that we should follow the opinion of the Rambam or the Ravid. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Hei Sif Beis, there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Osa lasch lechel chatzi shah samach lezman kriyish meshal arvis, v'm hisch lechel achash igia zmana masik v'kairi. So it seems that here the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Ravid. Because here it says that if you began, you're not allowed to, you're supposed to begin. Isn't it this a proof that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Ravid, ultimately in Siman Reish Lamed Hei? So the Eliyahu Rabba wants to say that in Siman Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch is referring where you began before the Zman. And Siman Reish Lamed Hei, the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a situation where you began after the Zman. But that isn't Pashup Pshat, because the way we explained our Gemara and our Mishnah and the Rishayim all on our blot say that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where you began after the Zman. And that's where the Rambam and Ravid have their dispute. So that's not the way to reconcile what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So perhaps the way to understand is really to look at the Shulchan Aruch, not in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, but actually to look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. When Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, there's a very long Sif of the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have the time to read all the words of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch discusses this very issue. And if you look in the Mishnah Brura, on this Shulchan Aruch, on this Sif, the Mishnah Brura himself says that this Sif is a very complicated Sif, goes back and forth with many different shittas, and it's not clear exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is holding and what we should actually do. And as the other Achroinim explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch, because here too we have a Machlokes Rishonim, who teretz, whose approach in our Gemara we should follow. The Rif in the Rambam opinion is that even a Suda G'dayla, Suda Ketana, even a regular meal may not be eaten Somach L'mincha G'dayla. The Tosis, the Rosh, Paskin more leniently, lay Paskin like the first teretz of our Gemara that has a much more lenient approach to this question. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch seems to be not clear where to go, because we have these two different approaches. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us a very clear psak. But what does the Shulchan Aruch say? But the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, the Nagel HaHakel Kishteyas first, we could be lenient. Dina B'Suda G'dayla Samach L'Mincha G'dayla. Do we allow even beginning a Suda G'dayla next to Mincha G'dayla? And we allow Suda K'tana Samach L'Mincha K'tana. Says the Ramah, why? That is, and as the Mishnah Berurah points this out, isn't this taking all the kulas? Even if we want a paskin like the first heretz of the Gemara, like Tosfos and the Rosh paskin, still they won't allow some asud ketana before mincha ketana. V'eshav tam shum da'achshav kairin lebeis haknesses. In those times, the minig was that they used to call people to come to shul, and because they called people to come to shul, that's why they could rely on not on doing activities before mincha. Even though our Mishnah is very clear that it's Asur, particularly as we get close to Mincha Ketana. So the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Simen Tezvav and in Simen Tezayin, asks the obvious question. We don't have a system in place where people are called to shul every day for tefillah. Not for Shachris, not for Mincha, not for Ma'ariv. So if the entire Heta of the Ramah is based on people being called to shul, so why do we do Bizman Azeh where we don't have such a system in place? So the Aruch HaShulchan says a different heter. The heter that Aruch HaShulchan says is that Bizman Azeh, we have a heter that people have, they daven tefillah b'tzibur. And because people always daven tefillah b'tzibur, so they know they have to go to shul to daven mincha tefillah b'tzibur. However, I saw that the Shmira Shabbos Kol Chasoi in Perek Nun Vav Ha'ora Yud Beis says that we could only rely on the fact that somebody davens Tefillah B'Tzibur and therefore he could do different activities even though the time for Mincha has come, even Mincha Ketana says, so he says there, V'daf V'yesh Loima D'dafka K'shem Espal B'minyin Kavua U'B'shah Kavua. If he always davens tefillah b'tzibur, not that he always davens mincha b'tzibur, that isn't good enough, he says. He has to daven tefillah b'tzibur at the same time, in the same minyan, every day. The az loy chashinin shem yishkach l'spalo. Then we're not concerned that he's going to forget to daven. Avon ein loy minyan kavua v'shar kavua. If he doesn't have a minyan kavua and a shar kavua, shuv chashin shem yishkach l'spalo. We need to be concerned that he may forget to daven. That's the, so we have a heter that you if you have a minyan, if you daven tefillah b'tzibur, but only if you daven b'minyan, in a minyan kavua. There's another heter that the paiskim say for people who work. If people work at a job that their offices close, or people work, or people are eating at a place where the restaurant or the dining room is closing, so there's no concern that they're going to eat past that time or work past the time there, because there's going to be, because he can't remain where he is anyway. So that gives you a heter for working or being in a dining room past that time, because we are in a situation, we're here in a situation where you're not going to be able to continue doing anyway what you're currently doing. There's another heter that is given for people that give a shir, somebody who's melamed Torah the rabbin. We learned in Simen Peites Sif Vov, they're speaking about Shachris. I feel a little more awesome. She gives man tefillah. The Hainu Mish Rogel Espalel Bebeis Medrashoy. Veinu Rogel Leiluch Lebeis Haknesses. Dikla Mechish Dima Mitra Begirse V'yavis Man Krishma Tefillah. A Mish Rogel Leiluch Lebeis Haknesses Mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Bu Melamed Lacherim. If somebody gives a shiur in learning, I feel em Ein Rogel Leiluch Lebeis Haknesses Mutter. We see that the Shulchan Aruch is specifically lenient for somebody who gives a shir, kivin shashoi veres, the schus harabim David Godelhu, giving a shir is a very great schus. So people who are learning, particularly learning B'tzibur, and if they won't learn B'tzibur, they may come to miss the shir, we could be more lenient. One other heter that the Pais can give is if you appoint a shomer. If you have a shomer, we could perhaps be a little more lenient that the shomer who you appoint reminds you to go daven. And the last heter that we're going to mention is actually what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Siman Resh Lamed Beis, Sif Gimel. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, V'hada Esa Lachal Suda Ketana. The Shulchan Aruch in the previous Sif said that one may not eat a Suda Ketana once the Zman Mincha comes. Hainu Kishikavei L'Suda. That's only if he's sitting down to meal. Av Litoy, if he's just taking a taste. Dan Achila Peiris Mutter. V'uadin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lechel Kepeya, Kederek Sh'adam Oichel B'lai Kfa. Even if you can eat a Mezoinus or a Maitzi, you're just not eating them. Derech Kvias Suda, we could be more makel. So some pious can want to suggest that if you're eating and you're not washing and you're not eating a mezoinus, so that isn't considered even a suda ketana. So even if the zman mincha ketana has come, you may eat such a meal since that has no din of kvias. There are paiskim that are more machmer that say if you're sitting down to supper and just because your supper doesn't include bread or doesn't even include any foods that we make a barim in mezainis, but this is your dinner, that it's difficult to not consider that a suda ketana. And it would be better if you don't have a minyan kavua or you don't have a shomer to first daven mincha before.